Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. I'm so glad that you're joining us so we can spend time together now as Kalyanamitta, good spiritual friends. It's so important to have friends like all of you that can encourage us to do good things. Today, we'll learn the story of a young man who didn't have good friends. He actually had really bad friends that not only encouraged him to drink alcohol and party all the time, but those friends left him when he ran out of money. They only wanted to spend time with him when they could get something from him. And when his money ran out, they left him, poor, with nothing at all. We'll also chant the Kandaparitta, so get your chanting book ready. If you don't have a copy of the chanting book, click on the show notes link so you can download a copy of this sutta. Now, let's go for refuge and take the five precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me, say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Paritta chanting, Kanda Paritta, loving kindness towards the royal tribes of snakes. Now we're going to chant the verses from the Kanda Paritta. This sutta tells the story of a monk who passed away after he was bitten by a snake. When the monks explained this to the Supreme Buddha, he told them that this monk had not been practicing metta towards the four royal tribes of snakes. Then the Buddha taught those monks these verses so they would have an idea how to do that, so they could be protected as well. This is a really good set of verses for you to chant every day if you can. Now we'll recite the verses from that sutta in Pali and English. Turn to page 29 in your chanting book.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Virupakke hime mettaṃ mettaṃ erāpathe hime Chabhyapute hime metang, metang kanha gotam kehicha.
May I have metta towards Virupakkas, towards Erapathas. May I have metta, may I have metta towards Chabhyaputtas, towards Kanha Gotamakas also, may I have metta.
Apadake hime metang, metang dipadake hime, chatupade hime metang, metang bahupade hime.
May I have metta towards the footless, may I have metta towards those with two feet, may I have metta towards those with four, may I have metta towards the many-footed.
Māmaṁ apādako hinsi, māmaṁ hinsi dipādako, māmaṁ catuppado hinsi, māmaṁ hinsi bahuppado.
Let not the footless do me harm, nor those that have two feet. Let not the four-footed do me harm, nor those endowed with many feet.
Sabbe satta, sabbe pana, sabbe bhuta cha kevala, sabbe bhadrani passantu, ma kanchi papa magma.
All beings, all living creatures, all beings who have come to birth, may good fortune bless them all, may no harm come to them.
Appamāno Buddho, appamāno Dhammo, appamāno Sangho, පමානවන්තානි සිරින්සපානි අහිවිච්චිකා සතපදී උන්නානාභී සරභූමුසිකා කතා මේ රක්ඛා කතා මේ පරිත්තා පටික්කමන්තු භූතානි සෝහං නමෝ භගවතෝ නමෝ සතන්නං සම්මා සම්බුද්ධානන්ති
Immeasurable in virtue is the Buddha. Immeasurable is the Dhamma. Immeasurable is the Sangha. Measurable are creeping creatures, snakes, scorpions, centipedes, spiders, lizards, and rats. Due to their defilements, I have guarded myself. I have made my protection. Depart from me, all you beings. I worship the Blessed One and the Seven Supreme Buddhas.
ඒතේන සච්චේන සුවත්ති හෝතු බයිදිස්තෘ මේදයාබිවෙල්දි සාදු සාදු සාදු
Stories from the time of the Supreme Buddha, the son of the wealthy businessman. Today, I'd like to tell you about a young man who lived in the time of the Supreme Buddha. His family was extremely wealthy. He lived in the city of Varanasi. His family was so wealthy that when it came time to educate him, they decided that there was no need for him to learn useful skills because he wouldn't have to work for as long as he lived. The family was so wealthy that this young man could just live off of their wealth for his whole life. So instead of sending him to school and teaching him things like mathematics or business or accounting so he could continue to earn money, his parents just taught him singing and dancing. And he became very good at that, and he enjoyed it quite a bit. Now in that city of Varanasi, there was another family who was also very wealthy, and they had a daughter. And they thought the same thing. No need to teach her practical skills. We'll just send her to dance lessons and music lessons. And so that's what they did. And she enjoyed those things very much. So eventually, these two families met each other and decided for the two children to get married. Eventually, the parents of both of these children passed away, and they both inherited huge amounts of wealth, so much money that they would never need to work for the rest of their lives, as long as they were careful with it. So this young man, being very wealthy, had the habit of going and visiting the king. And once, on his way to visit the king, there were some bad people watching, some young men who just liked to party. And when they saw this wealthy son, they thought, if we could get him to enjoy partying like we do, we wouldn't have to worry for anything. He would buy everything that we need. So they came up with a plan. They thought, okay, we'll sit right here, and he'll have to walk past us on his way home. And when he sees us, he'll see that we're drinking alcohol and enjoying delicious food. And when he sees that, he may want to come and party with us. So that's exactly what they did. They got alcohol, and they got delicious food, and they waited for this young man to go back home. And just as they planned, on the way back home, the young man saw them having a good time. And so he asked one of his servants, "Oh, what are those people doing? What are they drinking?" And the servant said, "Oh, sir, they're drinking alcohol." And this young boy had never heard about alcohol before, and so he asked, "Well, is that a good thing to drink?" And this servant said, "Oh, yes, it's delicious, and you have a really good time when you're drinking it." So this young man thought, "Okay, maybe I should try that." Now, this is where things start to go very poorly for this young man, because he didn't have someone around him who warned him about the dangers of drinking alcohol. All he had around him was someone to praise drinking alcohol. So little by little, he started to enjoy it more and more, and eventually those bad people who he saw on the street, they became friends with him. And they encouraged him to spend all of his time drinking alcohol and partying. And the young man loved being the center of attention. He would spend his money in every direction. He'd say to one person, hire some dancers for me, hire some musicians. He would say to someone else, bring me more food, bring me more alcohol. Bring food for my friends. Bring alcohol for my friends. And all day long, this is how he would spend his time. So because this son was spending his money from morning till night, eventually he spent all of his parents' money. And when all his money was used up, these people around him said, "Ah, master, there's no more money to buy food. There's no more money to buy alcohol. There's no money to buy dancers and singers." And the young man said, "Well, how about my wife? Didn't my wife bring her family's wealth?" And they said, "Okay, we can spend that too." And very quickly, all of the wife's money was spent. This poor young man was so addicted to partying and eating and drinking that he even started to sell the furniture in his house. He started to sell even the dishes that he ate his food off of. And at one point, he ended up having to sell the very house that he was living in. At that point, he had nothing, and the only way that he could get food was to go with his wife from house to house, begging for food. See this poor young man? He could have lived very comfortably, even not having to work, using the money that he inherited, but instead, he used it up very quickly, spending it on partying, on drinking alcohol, on having a good time with his friends. So much that eventually he used it all up and ended up homeless in this city of Varanasi. Now, if he had companions that were even halfway good people, whenever he became poor, they would have supported him. He gave them things when he had money, and so if they were good people, they would have taken care of him. But as we know, they weren't good people. They were only around him because of his money. And as soon as his money ran out, they left him. Because they didn't really care about him. They just cared about spending his money. So this poor man and his wife, in their old age, had to live in an alleyway. They had to go from house to house, begging for food. So one day, when the Supreme Buddha was on alms round, he saw this man and this woman, and he smiled when he saw them. The Venerable Ananda saw that and wondered, what is it that the Supreme Buddha sees? Why does he smile when he sees these poor, destitute people? So he asked the Supreme Buddha, and the Supreme Buddha said to him, this man and this woman, they're very unfortunate. If he had taken care of his money when he was young, in the first part of his life, if he had learned good skills, if he had understood how to run a business, then if he started this when he was young, he would have become the wealthiest man in this city of Varanasi. If instead of doing that, they had become monks and nuns, if he had become a monk and she had become a nun when they were young, he would have become an arahant and she would have become a non-returner. The Supreme Buddha went on to say, if in the middle part of their lives they had invested their money wisely and spent it on good things, developed their business, they would have become the second richest family in Varanasi. And if instead they had become a monk and a nun in the middle part of their lives, then this man would have become a non-returner, and his wife would have become a once-returner. Even if they hadn't done that, the Supreme Buddha said, even if in their old age, the last part of their life, they had invested their money well, learned how to run a business, they could have used that money and become the third wealthiest family in this city of Varanasi. And if instead of that, in the third part of their life, they would have become a monk and a nun, then he would have become a once-returner and she would have become a stream-enterer. They had that possibility in their lives, but that's not what happened. They didn't associate with good people. They associated with people who encouraged them to waste their money, people who encouraged them to be addicted to sensual pleasures. So because of that, now they're at the end of their life with absolutely nothing to show for it. They could have been the richest family in this city, but instead, because of their actions, now they're on the street, sometimes even eating food that other people throw away. And after the Supreme Buddha explained that, he recited these two Dhamma verses.
Acharitva brahmachariyam aladhayopanedhanam jinna kunchava jayanti kina macheva pallale.
And that means, those who in their youth have not lived the holy life, practiced the Dhamma, or who have failed to acquire wealth, are staring off into empty space like old cranes in a pond without fish. Then he recited a second verse.
Acharitva brahmachariyam aladhayopanedhanam senti chapathikinava puranani anuthunam.
Foolish people in their youth do not live the holy life, nor do they practice the spiritual path. They do not even acquire wealth. They lie sighing over the past like worn-out arrows shot from a bow. So, dear children, it's amazing, the knowledge of the Supreme Buddha.
he could see what these people were capable of. And it's very sad, isn't it? They had the chance to become successful in whatever they did. They could have become successful materially with ordinary wealth, or they could have become successful with spiritual wealth, attaining enlightenment or stages of enlightenment. But because they associated with the wrong people, they missed out on that chance. So, for us, we need to think, okay, how can I spend my life? If I'm not going to become a monk or a nun, then I need to learn how to live as a lay person, learn how to be successful in this lay life, so I can take care of my children, so I can take care of my parents, so I can be a useful person in the world. But if I'm not going to do that, then I can become a monk or a nun and practice this spiritual life in a time when we still have the teachings of the Supreme Buddha with us. So, dear children, may we remember the story of this innocent young man who, because he associated with the wrong people, lost out on success in this world, lost out on success in the spiritual life. May we always work hard to be successful in whatever we do. May we always have the association of good people. And through the power of this merit, may we soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu. Sad, sad. Namo Buddhaya. We're so happy you were able to join us today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. This story of this young man who wasted all his money, it's a really good thing for us to keep in mind. Maybe you even like to tell this story to one of your cousins or one of your friends. Maybe you like to draw a picture of this story. The monks would love to see that if you bring it to the Asapua. So, now let's share merits. Today, you've done many wholesome actions by body, speech, and mind. You've recited paritta, you've gone for refuge, you've taken the precepts, and you listen to this beautiful Dhamma story. So, when we do things like this, we like for others to rejoice in this merit. So, may all heavenly beings, may our teachers, our parents, our relatives, our friends, may they all have happy minds recollecting these wholesome actions. May they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. See you again tomorrow.